Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
I thank you for coming in on this special day.
Isn't every day special with
no,
you?
No, the 7th of June is a very special day.
Come on.
It's my birthday today.
A party!
And I'm so thrilled that you're here.
What did I bring
on my
you?
Birthday. You brought me strawberries.
Which
is a lovely thing to bring me. Ah, I see you went shopping.
I did.
To your shop.
My shop.
To your own shop. You're simply... These are king strawberries.
Yeah.
These are huge.
All hand-picked. What? Yes.
Not by you.
No, not by me. It's by Pat Clark and the team.
They're
happy birthday. Look
how
well you look.
Aren't they?
Here.
Jenny Mac.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
all hand-picked, beautiful and sweet and juicy,
well,
just for you.
Now,
I should have bought you a bottle of wine, too,
no,
but that's
no,
in the boot of the car.
Perfectly fine. Anyway, welcome.
Thank you.
So, what have you got?
So, we have kind of two, you could have it as a starter, as a light lunch, something like that. Chicken satay with pickled cucumber salad, and then we have aubergine and mozzarella parcels. This one's really nice, but done on the barbecue, and a really nice kind of vegetarian option, and then a nice chicken option.
Oh, that's nice.
So, are you a fan of satay?
I am. I equate it with Chinese food.
Yeah.
Chicken satay, it's lovely. That lovely flavour of
peanuts,
of coconut.
Yeah,
peanut.
Coconut.
It's beautiful.
You're right.
I love
it.
It is. It's one of my favourites. It's a lovely starter.
Yeah.
But chicken satay, isn't it?
It's I a love it. Chart,
yeah.
You can do this with prawns or monkfish.
Okay.
We'll talk about the sauce in a minute, and it's the marinade. So we're using some dark soy sauce, a little bit of honey, so you're getting sweet and sour, a little bit of curry powder. And you know the little, I said chicken fillets here, the little mini fillets, they're perfect. Now, these can be great on little bamboo skewers.
Right.
Marinate them for an hour or two in your fridge, cover them in cling film, and that's your soya, your honey, and then your curry powder. And if you can leave them, you know, for a couple of hours, perfect. Now, you can have that marinade made, but I wouldn't leave it overnight in the fridge. I'll tell you why. The soya sauce has a certain amount of salt in it and it will dry out the chicken.
Oh, right, okay.
This can be done. I've often done this with steak and that, which works really well, but prawn, salmon, it'll work really well.
Okay, but this is chicken for the sake of the
exactly.
Argument.
So we'll go through our cucumber salad in a minute.
Yeah.
But the dipping sauce, which I think makes or breaks it, and you said that lovely crunchy peanut butter, dark soya sauce, a little bit of sugar, and then some lime. And I bought in this. This is a new product.
What's that?
And it's a Thai coconut milk, and it's from Saba Restaurant in Dublin. The nicest people, and they've just kind of joined up with Simply Better that obviously I've been working for the last 10 years, but it's a great product and a clean product, and they've 12 new products.
And that's
so
coconut
just,
milk.
That's a little gift for your birthday.
Thanks very much.
Don't be drinking it.
Can
strawberries
you put the
and
coconut milk on the king strawberries?
You
no.
could if you want.
You could
to
if
Marty.
You wanted to. If you're
Marty,
right.
You're a trendsetter. What
you
are you?
Well, I'm a trendsetter. If it's your birthday, you can do what you want.
I get that. I well said.
Rich, creamy, and sweet taste,
yeah.
Like yourself.
That's so tasty. So Marty, what I do is put that into the saucepan. Your crunchy peanut butter. Your soy sauce,
uh-huh.
A little bit of sugar. I use muscovado, but any brown sugar will do. Lime is crucial. Half a lime.
Sorry, why do you use muscovado?
I think it's a lovely kind of a sweet, kind of like a caramelised sugar that works really well in this. We spoke about the coconut milk. A little bit of chili. Some chopped chili in this is gorgeous. And then what we do is gently bring that to the boil, and then you can just serve that on a little dish when your chicken is cooked. So how do we cook the chicken? We cook it actually on the barbecue, on the grill, on the frying pan. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
It won't take long because of the little mini fillets. So it's not a full breast of chicken.
That's true.
If you want to, you get a full breast of chicken, you cut into the strips.
When you say it won't take long,
Maybe I'd say maybe 10 minutes, 12 minutes about that. Another thickness of the chicken. It doesn't take long to cook because you've it marinated and then it gets sticky and sweet and that lovely soya sauce. Curry powder is a wee bit different in it, Marty. It gives a lovely flavour to it.
Yeah.
But the dipping sauce makes it for me. And cucumber. So sliced cucumber, a little bit of vinegar, rice wine vinegar I'm using, and sugar. You mix that together, and that's how you pickle some vinegar if you leave that overnight. Often people grow a lot of cucumbers and they've a glut of them. So
yeah.
They say, what will I do? Pickling them is fantastic.
Right.
You know, it just preserves them, you know, and it just gives a nice bit of sweet
like
and sour
cucumber.
To it.
Yeah,
they really are very, very nice.
Yeah.
And I think this, Marty, would work well with a little bit of rice, even on its own with some salad. It's a lovely, light, simple, quick recipe.
Oh, no, I think that's lovely.
The key, honestly, truthfully, the coconut milk is the key.
Yeah.
And the crunchy peanut butter. So you're getting a bit of texture here. So it's really, really good. So
who do you see? Will Ty go? Gold, is that what they're called?
Yeah, well, it's they're actually Saba restaurants, so they are.
Saba?
So Saba restaurant in Dublin, and they're from way over the west of Ireland, and they're great people.
Very good.
Yeah, well, it took us about a year and a half to get that onto the shelves. Testing, yeah, fantastic.
Well, you have to be sure that it's right.
Well, that's it.
You have to be sure that's
exactly
right.
That's exactly it.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah, right. We have another one. We have an aubergine and mozzarella parcel. I'm thinking of you, Italy, one of your favourite countries, pesto sun-dried tomatoes. He's licking his lips here. What did I bring him? Strawberries.
Doesn't matter.
Aubergine, I kind of a love-hate relationship with aubergine, but
they're a funny thing.
Yeah, they are.
It was one of Frank Sinatra's favourite things, and he used to cook them in the middle of the night and stuff.
Really?
As a kind of a snack.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I'm not mad about them now.
Yeah, my mother used to deep fry them in a batter and put curry powder into them.
Yeah, I don't know what he did. That is different.
Yeah.
And you see, maybe on that basis, maybe that'd be very tasty.
Now, this would be tasty.
Okay, tell me what you're
doing. This would be tasty. I'll tell you why, because you're getting lovely mozzarella. But we're talking about the aubergine.
Yes,
you get the aubergine, you don't cut it across, you call it lengthways. So a long kind of a slice of the aubergine. You're going to cook that on a griddle pan or again on the barbecue.
Okay.
For about 3 to 4 minutes either side. Okay.
Yeah.
When that's done, it softens it up. You're going to then get some lovely vine tomato, a little bit of mozzarella, a little bit of rind of lemon and some garlic crushed.
Mm.
You're going to mix a little bit of fresh basil pesto, a little bit of mozzarella. So you're going to do a little parcel. So put your mozzarella, your lovely tomato, all into the centre, and you wrap it round the aubergine. Put a cocktail stick in it to secure it. And then what you do is you literally put that back onto the barbecue, onto the grill, into the oven. It cooks really well. It's really tasty. And the sun-dried tomatoes, you can just literally chop them, sprinkle them over, or you can put them in on top of the fresh tomato. So you have sun-dried tomatoes, you have the mozzarella cheese, that lovely kind of creamy Italian cheese, which is gorgeous. Made with buffalo milk, which is beautiful, so it is. And then you just literally cook that for
about
8 minutes.
Did you ever milk a buffalo?
Never. Did you ever milk a goat?
No, I didn't.
Me neither.
I milked a cow once.
Did you?
But I never. I tried to milk a buffalo.
I know.
You'd be very brave, lad, never doing that.
I'll tell you. You'd have to have the cowboy hat on.
You want rain.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, go ahead.
But it's a lovely cheese, and it's a lovely cheese in a salad, and this time of year with tomatoes. But this is a kind of an interesting way of cooking the aubergine, because I think they're quite bland. You need to get flavour in it. Years ago, you had to salt aubergine, but not anymore. Don't know whether it's they've changed how they grow or whatever that. But just slice it lengthways, start the cooking process 4 to 5 minutes either side, or about 3 minutes either side, on the barbecue, and then wrap the cheese, the tomatoes in that, and it's gore. And with the pesto, that there was rocket, which I love. It's a lovely starter or a light lunch. It's really tasty.
Yeah, absolutely. Light lunch. That's very nice.
And I think it works really well. Either of these, I was thinking, we'll do something light and alfresco, that kind of just people eat differently during the summer.
Yeah, well, that's
and
for
I think
sure.
These are two lovely quick recipes.
Yeah.
By the way, your sada sauce will keep for about a week in your fridge, or your dipping sauce. You can have a lot of this made, and it says basil pesto. You can get beautiful fresh basil pesto or ambient. Ambient means that it's not in the fridge, you know, that's usually made in Italy, which is fantastic.
Right, okay.
Yeah, really tasty.
Basil pesto. He used to play inside left for
don't say Man United, because we've had a horrendous season.
Not discussing Man United.
No, we're definitely not.
No. I played for one of the Italian teams. I think it was Milan.
That's brilliant.
Basil Pesto, what a man.
Basil Fawlty and Fawlty Towers.
That's right. There's a Fawlty Tower show in London at the moment. Did you know that?
I'd love to
Written
see
by John Cleese. Yeah, I think we should come over and have a night out.
But you have to come to Black Lion first, don't you?
I do, yeah. I still haven't been. That's my plan. Anyway, listen, so we better play a tune.
Happy birthday.
Well, thanks very much.
My good friend.
You're very kind, thank you. Still standing.
I'm smiling, as you always do.
Well, always smiling, absolutely. So what will we play? Well, I'm just thinking, because you have your aubergine and mozzarella parcels and pesto and sun-dried tomatoes, very Italian.
Yes.
Chicken satay, pickled cucumber salad. Very we need something Italian, don't we?
Of course we do, Marty. And your favourite country, go on.
My favourite, well, I think we play a bit of Pavarotti.
The man.
Bit of Caruso, that's what we play. A bit of Caruso from Pavarotti, just because. And you can imagine yourself sitting down somewhere in a square, having this, and your sparkling water and a little glass of something to refresh you.
Sparkling.
And strawberries afterwards.
And a bit of coconut milk.
You know me.
To watch it on a pina colada.
Sparkling water. and innocence personified.
Well, happy birthday, my
Thank
friend.
Thank you, my friend.
You're
God
a great
bless
man.
You. I'll talk to you soon.
God bless.
Thanks, Nev. God bless you. And don't forget, by the way, all the recipes, Marty in the Morning on the RT Lyric FM page, and there they all sit.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.
I'm just... putting the pause button on the Great Caruso.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Citroën, for everyone, but like no one.
Because I was going to, but you're here in front of me.
I am.
You came up to say hello.
I did.
Which is very nice.
You know, Nevin is getting me really excited.
Well, he does.
Myself and my friend are going to Italy.
You're not.
In the August bank holiday.
Yeah, but I go nowhere. So. Do you know what? I go nowhere. You're going to Italy, are you really?
Yeah, I'm only doing it because it's the bank holiday and because I'm working weekends, I get to carry a day over.
Okay.
So I technically get like 3 days off.
Oh, that's fantastic.
3 or 4 days off.
And can I ask where?
We're going to Rome.
To Rome?
Yeah. So I'm excited for all the food that I'm going to eat.
Have
that's
you
the main
been in
thing
Rome
I'm,
before?
No, never.
It's my favourite city in the world.
Stop.
It's beautiful. Now it'll be hot.
I'm looking forward to that as well.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have heard, we do want to go into like the Vatican and stuff like
of
that.
Course,
so
yeah.
I don't know.
It's quite popular, the Vatican.
Yeah.
You'll be queuing from
that's
early
the only
morning.
Thing. I'm thinking like with the heat and everything. Yeah.
But
going into places
well,
like
okay.
that,
it
might.
But you'll be queuing, like I'm talking queue.
Really?
Do it. You just do it early.
That was our plan because we're not like big into kind of going out and all that kind of stuff. So we were like, we'll go
religion.
For our food. No, we were like, what we'll do is we'll get up really early and we'll go do all of the big tourist
absolutely.
Things. And we were
because,
like, we'll be up and out by 6-7 o'clock.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Because when the sun comes out in somewhere like Rome, you just need not to be running around.
You just need to sit in the
and
ice
it's
cream.
Just a little singlet and just, you know.
You just need your ice cream.
What's the sign? You need gelato. Yeah. Gelato. Go on, tell me what you have. What do you have?
So we're going to kick it off with Galway, and the Tomb Road will slow you down as you head towards Clare Galway Castle. Limerick's Ennis Road has an outbound delay between the Maternity Hospital and Union Cross. The Kinsale Road in Cork is heavy heading northbound towards the Grange turnoff, and there is debris in Tipperary on the M7 westbound between Junction 25, Nina Centre and Junction 27, Bird Hill. In Dublin, the Killeen Road in Old Bon remains closed due to a collision near the Fingal Ravens GAA Club, and it is advised that you do completely avoid the area if possible. Elsewhere in Dublin, the Old Cabra Road has a queue into the city towards Hanlon's Corner. And finally, Church Street is heavy towards North King Street Junction. That's your latest traffic and travel news.
Perfect. Let me just play the jingle now. Hang on a second. I have it over here. There we go. That's fantastic. Now, would you like a nice fancy?
Oh, of course.
Because Ian brought these in for the birthday, you see, today. So you can
stop.
Have a pink one or a brownie.
Oh, we have to go for a pink
kind
one.
Kind of a beige
you have to have a nice
one there.
Pink one.
The one I had was beige. The pink. You'll go with the pink.
Yes, of course.
Okay, well, that's
matches your shirt.
Celebrate with us.
Matches your lovely shirt.
Celebrate the birthday today, which is very nice. I've just checked for you. The weather in Rome is, as you know, hot, humid, all that sultry sort of. It'll be about 27 degrees. But you'll be grand.
I always say I'll come back like a giraffe with all my freckles.
You will,
I'll come back
bring
like
a hat.
All the spots.
Bring a hat. You'll need a hat. let's think Italy then. This is Pavarotti and Caruso. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Talk to you next week.
See you later.
Take care. Bye.